Dr. Charles Aka of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, ISE, says effective regulation of the banking industry is what will make the banks competitive. This will enable them to reduce their interest rates, leading to low cost of doing business in the country. Dr. Aka said this at a forum organized by the Ministry of Trade and Industry and IEA on the high cost of credit in the country. Joyce Jechi has more.
The cost of credit in the country is said to be the highest in Africa. This is a major problem which stifles investment and economic growth. It also increases the cost of production, which is passed on to consumers in the form of high prices of goods and services. The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has undertaken extensive research on the subject. Factors cited as causing the problem include competitive government borrowing, high costs in the banking industry, macroeconomic instability, and monetary policy. Dr. Charles Aka says the setting up of a financial services authority will help in regulating the banks.
They are looking at checking and investigate whether these banks are doing something untoward, whether they are actually colluding, whether they have become a cartel, whether the MDs of these banks are meeting to charge the same interest rate. For example, if you go to Makola, you want to buy something, you can move from this seller and it's charging 2. And you go to another seller, once the 80%. That's what you should have been seeing in a competitive market. But where all the banks are charging almost the same high interest rate of, say, 28%, and that will immediately draw the attention of the Financial Service Authority, and they'll go and investigate. And when they investigate, they'll be able to call them to court and say, you need to justify why you are making such huge profit, and it works to bring competition.
He also talks about how Financial Services Authority helps consumers.
Sometimes somebody put 10,000 cedis in a bank and the bank is charging fees, 100 cedis every month, and you know where to go. But if there is a Financial Service Authority, say no. When I got my statement, I saw that my bank has taken 100 Ghana cedis. I don't know the reason why. And they immediately go and investigate. And if the bank deducted that money unlawfully, they are unable to justify it, they'll punish them with a fee, and the account holder can get some reimbursement.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Spiro Gabra, acknowledged the concerns of industries and Ghanaians on the high cost of credit, saying that the government, being the largest borrower, also feels the impact.
While our country has been quite successful compared to other countries in attracting foreign direct investment, even that trajectory could be affected unless the foreign direct investors are bringing mostly the low interest rate capital from their own countries, rather than, in some cases, dipping into Ghana's capital markets for sourcing of funds for projects.
A renowned economist, Dr. Kwame Pienim, asked the government to get a steady microeconomic good management in order to contribute to domestic savings. He said this way, the cost of borrowing will reduce.